Chapter 2. The Spread of Purple Loosestrife. Purple loosestrife did not harm its plant neighbors in Europe and Asia. Why? The answer is simple. Purple loosestrife had natural enemies in its homeland. Certain beetles used the plant's roots, leaves, and stems as a food source. They helped control the plant. The beetles and loosestrife were in the same ecosystem. Captions: This huge beetle feeds on the loosestrife's leaves. Larvae from a weevil, a kind of beetle, munch on root tissue. Feature box: Giant reed. Another wetland invader is the giant reed. It was brought to California in the 1700s. These reeds grow 4 to 5 inches, 10 to 12 centimeters a day, and many reach 25 feet, 7.6 meters high. Now, giant reeds cover thousands of acres. Like purple loosestrife, they choke off native plants. Our native plant populations are also kept in balance by insects, disease, and animals who feed on them. But when purple loosestrife arrived in North America, it had no natural enemies. There were no beetles to feed on the loosestrife. The plant began to grow taller than before. Its root systems grew stronger and longer. Native wetland seeds were crowded out, and local plants began to die out. Caption: Cattails are being crowded out by purple loosestrife. Did you know? Some marsh monsters grow up to 25 feet, 7.6 meters, tall.